Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They may call him at time to time Dr. Lowe, Coach, the Love Guru. WBSW Radio has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do.
All right. I'm going to tell you, everybody, it's a blessing to be able to just be excited about being here on Marvelous Monday. But just to have two different things going on, but having us to be able to connect. I wanted to try something so, you know, God has blessed us to be in the right place. I am Dr. Russell D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You, Prime Time. And we have an awesome group of co-hosts that's going to be here with us tonight. I'm going to introduce them in a minute, but we just want you to be a part of this. But I want to let you know that you have an opportunity. If you want to come in on Messenger, Facebook, if you're part of the Facebook crew, and I'm going to have to make them live. I'm working four or five devices all the night, so we'll be a prep for the night.
Three.
You know, we're making everything work so we can be live to everybody who wants to be a part of it. So if God is so good. Now, if you want to be a part of the show and be interactive by sharing your point of view or chatting with each of one of us, you can call at 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, ask you the location, then ask you to join us and share your thoughts with us. We're really excited about also being on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio, along with being on Facebook. We're on Facebook Live. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith. Then we're on Messenger. You got a chance to go through Facebook Live, look at it, because it's open to the public. You can just make a request and be a part of it as well. We have two of our hosts on Facebook, Messenger Live, and we also have another host that's joining us by Blog Talk Radio. See, God is so good, he's blessed us. We also want to be able to share some things in regards to our way of communicating with everybody. If you want to email the show, you have an opportunity. TalkingRealToYou@gmail.com. You also can tweet the show. That's @TalkingRealToYou, @WBSW_internet_talk_radio, along with an opportunity to go to @LarissaDSmith15. Then we have @Coach_L_Smith and the Smith Wave Production. On Instagram, we're excited. We're being broadcast actually on one network tonight in regards to social media for Instagram. We're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. As Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with number 10 is there at Hammer. We're sometimes broadcast on President Dr. Larissa D. Smith, as well as Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15. So we're really excited to come to you. We have an awesome topic. We want to talk about it tonight because there's a lot of things going on in our world. And pretty much we want you to know that we want to share our point of view as well as you giving the opportunity to share yours. That America is divided. And we want to just talk about how we see it from our point of view. We want to also share with you that Talking Real to You Prime Time is the only internet talk radio show in the country that brings you energetic conversation about political, social, economic, educational, financial, and just plain old life issues. We're all about block by block, by your neighborhood. So we want to hear about what's going on in your neighborhood. How has things changed and been changed in the last 4 or 5 years for you? We also want to give a shout-out to an electric on-demand episode. You can go to Google search and just type in WBSW Radio and it'll pop you right to Blog Talk Radio, and you can get all our episodes. We have a total of now 528 episodes. coming in September. September, matter of fact, the 27th, we'll be really excited. That'll be 5 years being on the air. This is a vision. God bless us to be able to come and share with you, and we're so happy. Now, our episodes are also Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, as well as Instagram. WBSW Radio, as we said in promo, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 29 countries. So we have the word getting out globally, and we want you to continue to be a part of it. And the last thing we want to make sure we share with you, you can register for WBSW Radio giveaways, and you can email me your name or your transactional means. We prefer both of them. So your transactional means include Cash App, if you have a PayPal or a Venmo or a Zelle account, send them to my email, which is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We want to be able to put your name in the raffle. We give away, we just give away trips. We're giving away gas vouchers, food vouchers, gift certificates, and many other things that we have an opportunity to share. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to make Dr. O live also on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Dr. O, for joining us as well on Blog Talk Radio. All right, the next thing, I want to share with you is that I have an awesome group of young ladies. And they're young because their spirit in their heart is love. And that's the key to your age, is what's in your heart and what's in your spirit. To take time to come remotely to share with you some thoughts, some ideas about whatever topics we're sharing. I'm excited to be able to introduce each and every one of them. This young lady hails from the great state of Ohio. She had an opportunity to venture down south, and when she said south, she went as far as she could south, down at the southern peninsula of the state of Florida. She's a licensed social worker, along with a licensed instructor of yoga, only in yoga studio, none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Lowe. How are you?
We're maintaining and excited to be able to connect everything tonight. So you see a smile on my face. That means that joy is definitely in our heart because we haven't had our struggles. But we're going to hang in here. We're going to keep making it, do what it is. Thank you for joining us, Lisa, and taking part in this. We'll give a shout out to these young
people. Thank you.
You're welcome. This young lady hails from the awesome state of South Carolina, up there in that place they call Greenville, South Carolina. Not only is she a former administrator, a former counselor, anything the school system, she wants to make a difference. So she can be formal by your standards because she may not be hitting the clock from 5 in the morning to 5 at night or whatever it is. But she's out there doing some awesome things. I can now add one other thing to her. Author. Our newest author that is present with us. And God has blessed us to have awesome talent around us. She's a member of Vector 580 Sorority Incorporated. Give a shout out to Scarlett Harvey Black. How you doing, Scarlett? You hear me, Scarlett?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, I was muted. I'm sorry. No, I'm on. I was muted.
Okay.
I'm so glad. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Awesome.
Oh, okay. So glad to be with you tonight. And thank you so much for the great introduction. That's why I come on this show. Your introductions always make me feel so good.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. The spirit is in here. It's a positive spirit. So we want God to continue to lift us up as we talk about what's going on in our world, in our neighborhood, block by block. This young lady hails at this time in the state of Georgia. She's really has put a great effort in changing young people, adults, and her family member life. She's known to us as Dr. O. She's a licensed social workers that work with young people and adults for a long time. Greatly, and I'm excited because when blood is thicker than water, and I want to give a shout out to none other than Dr. Olivia E. Smith, known as Dr. Lowe. I'm sorry, Dr. O.
Right. Yeah, you Dr. Lowe.
I'm the O.
Good evening,
everybody. Good evening. It's good to be with you tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much, Doc, for being a part of it. And she's Dr. O. I'm Dr. Lowe. So we'll take it like that. Also, we want to give a shout-out to those co-hosts that join us as well remotely from time to time. I received a communication from Ms. Tina Robinson, the lady I called Put Your Boots on the Ground, out in Oakland, California. She said she was going to try her best to get her. But what's getting her is the time. She said, what time? If I said, it's 7:05, what time on my area was the Pacific Coast? And that's 5:30. I typed her, said it'll be 5:30. So she's going to try her best to get on. And that's Ms. Tina Robinson. And it's truly important that owning my truth is important. Owning my own truth is important. And that's her ministry, her and her sister, making sure things happen in Oakland, California. And we have another young lady. She's really grinding. We have to applaud her. She's been kind of missing in action, but she's trying to develop her career. Being a millennial or on the top of a millennial, sometimes in your 20s, you got to work a little harder than people in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s. And she's really been working. She got a promotion from one school over to a charter school. And she's working over at the charter school. So first time at the charter school, you got to work and actually have your new classroom. And actually, she's in physical education. She's a coach there as well as a PE teacher. None other than, I'm going to give a shout back at our other two people in the Divine Nine. This young lady is Miss Lauren D. Smith. Some people call her Coach with a K. And the comedian, number 56 on her line of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And I want to give a shout out to the other young ladies that are in the group organization in the Divine Nine. Hell, as I said, Dr. O, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and young lady out of Greenville, South Carolina, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We want to give y'all a Divine Nine a shout out. And thank you for each and every one of y'all joining us. I know we've been long with this, but we have to take time to introduce what we're about to do. But I want to give a shout out to those individuals that's joining us already on the line. We have Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Miss Dot Monica 3, and we have Zangman, and always get Zangman. He always joined us, and he's on there. It looks like he dropped off right quick. Dot, but he's joining us as well. Then we have a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Brother Marvin Smith of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. We're giving a shout out to Lisa Mother. Lisa Mother is Leslie Levine, along with Kimberly Connors and Brenda Franklin Avery. Thank you so much, young ladies and gentlemen, for joining us and being a part. We're going to get this thing started because it is so important. The title is saying how we're seeing things from our perspective, wherever we may be. America is divided, and regardless of political or whatever it is still, we need to come together. So we want to focus on a couple of topics. And I put it down on our format, education, social, and just plain old life issues. We're going to have something that we'll have a time, the 5 minutes just talk about the issues you want to talk about and our team want to share that. But we want to get started with education. We want to discuss if everybody on here are educators, whether it's in the form in a classroom or whether it was on in your center or when you worked with your clients, you still was educating them and sharing with them. So what is the role should parents, because a lot of us, even though we was in the field of social work, work with parents with their children, but what role should those parents play in our education of our children or just being there to make sure they have that opportunity? And and I'm going to call her names tonight. I'm going to start off with Scarlett. You can jump in right there, then we'll move forward with each individual and get a couple of minutes to share their thoughts on.
Well, the first thing they need to do, as you're asking, as parents, they need to be engaged in their child's education. I always tell our parents in our school or in the school where I led that the same way you're here today, your child is 4 years old and starting kindergarten, K-4. You need to be there for the rest of their lives through they finish 12th grade education or they move into a vocational education or higher education. Either way, be engaged, be involved, be interesting or interested in what they're saying and what they're doing, and also get to know the teacher who is in front of your child. Every teacher, unfortunately, represents like society. You have the good, the bad, and the ugly. Make sure who is in front of your child. It is very important. And if a child comes home, if your child comes home and says that the teacher doesn't like me or there's something going on, investigate, does the teacher like your child? And is there something going on? Another thing is to make sure that there is a movement now of burning and banning books that children, young adults, even those in college, need to read. And some of these are classic books that have been around for so many years. What in the world? Why would you ban Charlotte's Web? Books like that, this type of thing. So parents need to come together and mobilize the same way that people are mobilizing to take books out of the school and take your child's history, our children's history out of the school, mobilize to make sure it doesn't leave the school and that you ask for increased study, our history. It can't be one side. And we talk about division and being divided. You're already divided if you're only going to talk about one set of history. You know, cultures in the United States of America, whether we were brought here voluntarily or involuntarily, but we're here now, and we contributed, every culture's contributed to the making and the enhancement and what America's supposed to be. So don't sit there and just let people have the majority and ban things that you know are wrong. And if the history, if our history, in some states have already been wiped out, and trying to, for lack of expression or another word, whitewash our history, we got to stop this, and we got to get excited. We've got to have a sense of, like President Obama said, a sense of urgency about things that involves us and our children, our communities, and our way of life. We are patriots. We are Americans. We're here, and we have contributed. And don't ever let nobody try to shortchange who you are, what you're about, and where you plan to go.
Awesome. Awesome, Scarlett. Thank you so much. Dr. O, you want to jump in right there, and then we'll come with Lisa after Dr. O.
Yes, I just wanted to add to what she just spoke on, and saying that parents are critical to education and encouraging our children to move forward in life. But one of the things we also are, we're voters. And that is something that we must instill in our children, in our neighbors, whomever we come into contact with, because being a voter is critical now. It is very critical to us moving forward and having a greater voice in what happens into society.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Dr.
Amen.
That's tough. Lisa?
You ready for my comment?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, let's see. Where should I start?
Where you feel comfortable. It's all in you.
Parents. And I love all parents, but really right now, because I'm considering this to be like our first year, like really back at school. I'm noticing I'm filled. All my yoga classes have been extended. We got more schools. I think people are understanding better what is needed for these kids. What I'm noticing educationally, academically, these kids are behind. Parents need to be, you know, a lot of pressure is being placed on the educators and the teachers. And I know down here there's 400 jobs open in Palm Beach. There's 1,200 open in Broward. We can't keep teachers. And the thing is, we're supposed to be a unified team. And the teachers are trying really hard to get the kids caught up. And it's really difficult. And parents, it doesn't take much time when your child comes home, ask them how they're doing, see what's going on, look over the homework. And also just a little word of advice, don't yell at the teachers or at the aftercare staff. I mean, everybody's trying really hard here, and I know because we're short-staffed, I know in the school systems I work with, can't get people in to help or to teach or even in the aftercare. And that's a lot of times that kids do their homework too. But being supportive to your child, contact the teachers, see what's going on, see where your child is at. You know, we're supposed to, this has to be a team effort. And I'm blessed because all the school I'm in, we all work together, which is really good. But if you don't sit with your child, have dinner if you can. I know they have activities, but getting these kids caught up because it is increasing their anxiety. Their self-esteem is low. A lot of them, it's just not, we want to like be present now. Like whatever happened in the past is in the past, right? We're presently here now. We need to get these kids caught up, confident, educated, and, you know, get them back on track. I mean, that's kind of like what I'm seeing. Okay. You know, the anxiety is still there, and it's not going away. And self-esteem and confidence is low because if a child isn't understanding, then they feel bad and they're not going to do their work. It's just like, I don't understand it. I'm not doing it. So, yeah, parents, you need to be involved and you need to work with the teachers and, you know, I agree with what, you know, Scarlett was saying. This is very critical and it's very important. I think we've talked about this, you know, and I'm looking back from when COVID started. And I just keep saying, guys, rebuilding. That's my word lately, is rebuild. We are rebuilding. We are starting new. Let's get these kids back on track. And let's work with the teachers. They're not your enemy. And they're frustrated, too, and I know they are. You know, we know that it's very challenging and difficult, and teachers, most times, everybody, they pay for supplies out of their own pocket. You know, they're trying here. They're trying new themes, I know, in the classrooms. Everybody's trying here, so it just takes a team effort, and I think let's give a little slack to the teachers here. And parents, let's get on board and get involved and figure out what we need to do to help your child. It takes a village. So that's my comment.
That's awesome, Lisa. And I want to jump in and share my thoughts in regards to that. Then we'll move to our next topic of discussion. It's important that Scarlett says something very important and something I always try to advocate, even wrote in my book in regards to education, what's happening. One of the most important things we need to keep in mind that we have to be very, very careful about who's standing in front of our children and what we're going to have to do. And having a little, Lisa and went out a little bit on the digital part, but she just got to, you know, we're going to work for to try to get it back together as soon as we can get our internet back up. But one of the important things is that parents have to go up and be involved. Someone said that. And when they go up, they need to find out who's standing in front of their child, who's teaching their child, and what is being taught to their child. Even if you have your grandparent, even if you got brothers and sisters, it is important that we all be on the same page. Yes, it takes a whole village to raise one child, but we all need to be on the same page. When we say America is divided, when we say America is divided, we're not just talking about we're divided in so many ways where sometimes parents feel alienated enough not to be a part of the situation, or they just expect you, because I heard a couple parents say, the school is supposed to raise my children, or the school is supposed to be there for everything that goes on with my child. So since you have them for 8, sometimes 9 hours a day, they expect a lot out of you. But we also expect a lot out of them, because when you send them home, someone say, parents ought to be involved with them enough to make sure they are able to help their child. And I'm getting a call coming back in from Lisa. So we ain't going to be, I'm going to rejoin her right quick. Okay? So that's something important that we got to understand exactly who's a part of this. Okay, let's move forward with the next topic. And that's in regards to education. And I have Lisa calling me, but I'm trying to get her back in. Let's look at how do we protect our school community. And what I really mean about that is in our community includes everybody. It includes not only just students, but it includes individuals, the parents. It includes the staff. It includes specialized people like social workers. It includes our business partners. It includes the community. Includes everything. How do we go about protecting that so we can be successful, not only just for our children in the classroom, but once they leave the classroom and they move forth to our community, and they have to be productive. But a place to best learn that is when you are productive in school and in the community. All right, Dr. O, you want to jump in right there so we can share some thoughts, then we'll move back to Scarlett, and then we'll go back to Lisa. I should have her back up and running here.
What? I think that the school is a part of the community. That is the place where learning takes place, but also we're gaining information that we will utilize in terms of outreach. Outreach, the church is a part of the community. All of those things make up a holistic movement to raising children. So, I mean, that's about all I can say. I think parents have to push to be a part of that. And unless there is something going on in the home that a parent cannot be a part of school.
Awesome, awesome.
I don't see how you could not be a part and your child attend a school.
Exactly. All right, Scarlett?
Well, some folks we left out inside the school, we got to think about the custodial staff, the cafeteria staff, those hearing specialists, the paraprofessionals, those people that come in to work with students who have learned language difficulties, again, hearing problems, things of that nature, our social workers that come in, our mental health workers that come in. It takes all of that, and I think what I try to do is make sure that we work together as a team. Children need to see people modeling teamwork. And like Dr. O said, a lot of things take place in school, your socialization skills, how to work through conflict, resolve conflict, things of that nature. And it's not easy because adults who are supposedly modeling this for the children also have conflict and trying to resolve conflict. They also have emotional upheavals in their families and even with themselves sometimes, medical things. So a lot of things that we learn in those buildings, for those of us who've gone through a public school education or education in general, which is about everybody in this country, we know that it is a community within a community, and that we're modeling and doing those things inside the buildings, but also we're trying to make sure that we're giving those children, those young adults, college students, whatever case may be, the skills necessary for them to go out and do the same thing. You know, we always hear about, you know, you reach back and bring another person with you. You reach and pull another person up. Well, that's what we want to do when they leave us, is to make sure they're modeling that in their own families and communities, that they're going back, reaching back, and pulling the next person up. And you have to have skills to do that, but you have to see the skills in action. You can't work on something or have action on something that you've never seen or that no one has ever shown you. And I think that's what Education in America Schools has been excellent in doing that. For those effective teachers, those caring teachers, compassionate teachers, is to model the best things that we can go out and emulate. And in our families, the best things that we model in our families, things that can go out and be emulated for someone else.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And we have Lisa on the line as well. She's back on Blog Talk Radio. You can share your thoughts with that, Lisa.
Where did we cut off? Are we still talking about
community?
I missed most of it.
I got cut off.
Yeah.
And there's one show yet where she hasn't cut off. She and Doc get disconnected somehow.
Since Lisa was cut off, I have to say that Lisa is an intricate part of the community. She's out there every day with our children,
teaching yoga,
exercising minds and bodies. I follow her.
You know, and I appreciate it. You know, today it was interesting because they started me last week. They started me early and they kept me late, which is good. They kept me through the end of the school year, and I'll tell you, it's smart. But today I had my first graders who I had in kindergarten last year, and this is at Heron Heights, which is in Parkland, an excellent school. And three of my first graders were talking about, you know, emotions and yoga and what yoga does and how it helps. And three kids said, remember, we learned this last year, and they modeled three techniques. And I was very impressed because I haven't seen them. And the kids were teaching the counselor and the other kids that were new. And I saw it was just a very beautiful thing for me to see today. And I saw it last week, too, because there are a lot of new kids coming back into aftercare. And I really stress the importance. I think aftercare is such an important part of a child's life. Because they're getting, you know, the homework, the snack, the playtime, they get the connection, the interactions, and I just think it's so important. And I don't just say because it's my program, but we do a lot of good stuff in the community and for our schools, and it's so nice to see kids helping other kids out. And I had a fourth grader in today helping me teach. And he modeled for the kids. He helped the kids. You know, we do a lot of partnering work because I want the kids to learn to connect and problem solve. And, you know, I have a whole thing about, you know, inclusion. I'm very big on inclusion and anti-bullying. But I think that's important, and that message needs to be sent out in all the communities. And we need to be teaching our kids that, you know, it's important. I tell them, you don't have to like me, you don't have to like so-and-so, but we need to show kindness and respect. And I'm very big on that. It makes me happy to see, and we need to spread that around. So.
Awesome, Lisa. I tell you, all of y'all hit it on the point, and thank you, Dr. Lowe, for that uplifting part for our co-hosts and all you all do is awesome.
I appreciate it.
I allow you all to make an impact in individual life. So when we're talking about school community, we're talking about everybody involved. There's no way in the world this school can be successful. And each and every one of y'all in any kind of business, no matter who you're at the top, it's whether the body going to go along with it. We got to have buy-in. And we got to get back to sort of like, if we want our school successful. Something was said earlier I want to go back to when it was talking about the shortage of teachers and some of the ways to try to get individuals in a classroom that might have the ability to teach our young people. That's what we said. We've got to begin to raise and train and prepare our young people to consider that field. That means we may have to change a few things in regards to their experience, because a lot of times when you don't have the right experience, you do not want to go back and be a part of anything associated with that bad experience, that traumatic experience. And our young people do encounter that. But sometimes they're in school 13, 14, 15 years. I'm talking about to make it through secondary school. So they have some experience, and we really need to make sure everybody is seen in a positive light. We have to make sure we respect one another. We got to put the greatest effort so our schools can be successful or our school communities can be successful. So it's so important that we focus on that. I want to give a shout-out before we move to our next topic to Brad Campbell. Thank you, Brad Campbell, for joining us, along with Jim Krakowski, Jolene West, I'm going to get it right, and Riosha Bush is joining us from one site to another. Thank you so much, because the power has been acting up back and forth. Let's move forward and talk about student loan debt. Now, we talked about this a while ago. We had some thoughts. Now it actually has happened. Over 300 to 500 million, where we're going to forgive 10,000 to 20,000, in some cases, all of it. What are your thoughts in regards to the student loan debt relief program?
Well, I think for me, my situation is that, or my feelings, I can't understand why so many folks are upset about it. We have bailed out farmers, we have bailed out banks, we have bailed out, you know, all kinds of things under other administrations. And to, you're not paying the entire debt for some, but for some it will be the entire debt paid, depending on how much they have paid down themselves. But when do we get to the point that we don't root or want to help other people because they belong to another political party, and a political party or a political president is the one who is forgiving this debt? He's not eradicating all debt. He's forgiving some of that. $10,000 to someone trying to get a home or a car or whatever the case may be, and not have that debt on your credit report, that makes a difference to a lot of people. And for those that will qualify for the $20,000 based on the income, both all these are based on the income, you know, levels, 125, I think one is 250 as a family. But if you got three children in college and they all got loans, that's a lot of money. And you shouldn't have to come out of Harvard, Yale, or any of these schools and have more debt before you even get your career started. And so I just can't, I'm just having a problem trying to understand some of this hatefulness and social media folks coming out of the woodwork, you know, about it, and the hypocrisy that is being shown because we have bailed out other folks with airlines, you know, keep that from going under, the automobile industry, things of that nature. You know, Americans trying to help other Americans. We're just at a point now because the show is talking about divisions and being divided. This is just another example. another example. You know, yes, a lot of have student loans, but for those of my friends that did, you know, who paid back their loans and everything, that was back during the time when you didn't have all this stuff we got now in terms of a book costing $1,000. You know, things of that nature. My God, I had a book that cost $1,000 way back during the day. You know, I probably would have fainted and then probably just said, well, I just want to have the book. We'd have found another way, you know, try to get our work done. But this didn't make any kind of sense to me.
Awesome, Scarlett. We do have a caller that may need to press the one. But let me repeat that. If you call in 347-857-4192, press 1. And I can identify you the last four digits of your cell, and they actually press 1, so they're listening, and they can share their thoughts. The caller with the last four digits of 1111, you are now live. We share your location. Let me get your location, and then you can join the conversation.
Oh, what's up, man? Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, man. What's going on?
Fine. Thank you, brother, for calling.
Appreciate y'all for letting me on, man. Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I ain't really have much else.
Okay. What comment in regards to the student debt or in regards to schools? You want to share some thoughts about that?
Yeah. Well, first thing first, on the title of the show, I wanted to comment on the title of the show, Divided America. I think if you flip the concept and think about, okay, when was America united, I think you'll find that you only find that during tragic events and for a brief moment. So after the Oklahoma City bombing or after 9/11, like you'll see a brief coming together of putting people's grievances to the side and kind of you'll see America a little more divided for a brief period. But after that little expiration runs out, America is back to what it normally is, and honestly, until there's justice, I mean, that's just what it's going to be. Your next thing with the student debt, the other part, remember, any policy that is thought of by mainstream Americans that will help black people will be unpopular, or people will twist themselves into knots to convince you why this is such a terrible policy, it shouldn't have never been done. And they'll call the recipients of it lazy or stupid or, you know, whatever other excuse they can use. So I'm not surprised by the reaction, but ultimately this was really good policy. People have been talking about it for years. This was a part of Derek Hamilton and Sandy Darity's work from that Here to Equality. This is part of the Sanders campaign, hell, way back in 2016. But they were talking about full relieving of college debt, trying to reset that. So he went to the smallest portion he could do politically and get away with, which was $10,000 and possibly $20,000. But ultimately, it's going to stop a lot of people whose student loan payments been hitting them over the head every month for years. It's going to take a little portion out, which they'll be able to pay bills with, buy groceries, and do everything else. So it's actually going to stimulate the economy. It's actually not a problem. It's a beautiful thing, and we should explore more ideas like that. So I know it's going to be unpopular to certain people, but again, always think about who they think is receiving the benefit, and then you'll see their anger.
Awesome.
And that's all I got.
Thank you so much for joining us from Atlanta. We're going to just put you on mute right now, and we're going to move forward with our other guests and their point of view and our other hosts and co-hosts as their point of view. Dr. O, you want to jump in right here?
Well said. I think he has an excellent point of view. It's been years that there's been a push to try to cut out the student loans and try to establish schools where people, not establish schools, but establish it so that people can go to school debt-free. And I just think it's a wonderful idea. It should not be that educators, service workers, et cetera, have to go to school, and then you can't afford to take care of your home, but yet you're educating other people's children. You know, I just find that just really despicable in America, and yet we can finance other countries, other wars, etc. I just, it's disheartening. But I think this is a great start.
Awesome.
Great start.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. O. Lisa?
I want to comment on something that he said. We only come together briefly in times of tragedy, and he's right. When there's a school shooting, when there's something bad, and then it, like, goes away. And he's right. And that, you know, it when he said that, I was like, this is true, and it's something I do think we at some point should probably further talk about. We really don't come together. We come together for, you know, what, a couple of days, and then it gets brushed under the rug, and there's no solution. And I guess that's what bothers me about a lot of things. And people are not working together to find a solution. So that's my comment about that, and I appreciate him for pointing that out. To say, I think it's something we all need to think about.
Thank you, Lisa, so much, and Dr. O, along with Scarlett, thank you so much on the comment. I want to give a shout-out to Denise Stephanie out of the great state of California. That's Berkeley, California, Behind the Mass Ministry, joining us. Thank you for taking time to be a part of. And this is the point I want to just put in my one or two cent in. Now, I was all right with it, and because it relieved just one tenth of what I have to pay back for my children as well as myself. I did take out loans, over $200,000. $10,000 is fine. It ain't gonna move towards me buying no house, but I don't wanna have it. I already have that. So I understand that. So there's no need to say people gonna buy a house with this, because it's not. Now the point is, we gotta remember how this thing really works. Now I know personally how it works. It doesn't have any bearing on your credit. Student loans don't, because I know it does. And it don't. I know how that works because I have to deal with it. And the 2 years of reprisal, you'll say, because we hadn't had to pay any money back, would, you know, allow us to at some point, you know, put things into order as well. I'm just going to speak personally now. I just know I'm not going to say I won't take advantage of an opportunity, but then I saw the other stipulations. It ain't just handing it out to everybody. You have to go through the process of applying and go through and then paying on it all the time. In the last 2 years, most folks hadn't, because it's been until December. It's been 2 years of not being able to pay. So it works. It's great. It's a great idea. I would be more in line to get rid of all of it. You know, if you're going to get rid of it, but a little bit does, as he said, because it don't cause a whole lot of friction, even though we hear friction, but it doesn't cause when you're talking about 10,000 or 20 on Pell Grant. So the bottom line is, It's available to help some people, help them at least have $10,000 additional what they didn't have, because the rising costs that we're dealing with now, the cost of food, cost of gas, even though it's dropped some, the cost of heating. You know, I'm looking at my power bill that went up almost $80 or $90. It ain't like I'm burning any different than I normally burn, but it's just the increase because of lack of having supply and demand. So it's a lot going on here. And we appreciate the caller for calling in and sharing his point of view and talking about when we come together, we all in a crisis, but we got to learn to come together outside. It ain't about a Democrat. It ain't about a Republican. It is about us working together to come up with the best opportunity for this country to be successful. America's divided because we have to come together at some point. I want to talk about one more topic, and we're going to move forward. And that topic is truly we're coming out of the pandemic. We're not quite at an endemic right now, but we have a couple other things that are coming into play. I just want you to share your thoughts on the team in regards to monkeypox, and there are some cases of the return of polio. What exactly are your thoughts in regards to the mental state of individuals as we get moved to out of the pandemic? And now we got to deal with monkeypox. Now we got to deal with polio. creating another fear. What's your thought on it?
Can I say something? I'm gonna get to that question, but can I just say one thing? The thing about the credit thing with the student debt, that was brought out on national TV about the president's folks handling the situation, and they brought the fact about this man that did try to put a down payment on a house or was trying to get a house, and it did impact that particular. So like you said, where it might not affect you, depending on what part of the country you're in and who's looking at trying to buy or whatever, it did affect that young man. And when he found out that they were going to forgive that $10,000 of the debt, he was able to move forward with trying to buy a first-time home buyer, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Now, in terms of monkey pox and the polio, do know that's been a serious anti-vaccination group in this country, and it's gotten bigger because of the divisions that we're going through now. When folks think that the government's trying to, you know, shoot them up with stuff that's going to these conspiracy theories and all kinds of stuff has made it worse. We've always had folks that didn't believe in people being vaccinated. And, you know, you get your polio vaccination, you know, very early in life. And some folks have refused vaccinations. So as a result, you know, we're seeing some of these diseases or illnesses come back that have been eradicated or have been dormant for, you know, 50, 60 years, and now they're popping back up. So take a look at the anti-vaccine movement in this country because they'll tell you a lot. And I will say, you know, it's very, 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 very conservative in this group. Now, the monkey pox, they're trying to put that on folks who are in the LGBTQ community, which I think is so totally unfair. But this is where they're trying to put that and blame. You know, the divisions, and I agree with what the caller said on a lot of things that he said, because those are my feelings too. You know, we just blame now. Blame and complain. Complain and blame. If it doesn't fit a person's narrative or their thinking or the conspiracy theory they're trying to promote, then it's okay to blame a group of people, a category of folks, because of their sexual orientation. We've got to stop this stuff. We've got to stop it. You know, because monkey pox is affecting everyone, a lot of folks. It's not just a category of people because of their sexual orientation. So I resent that too, as well as the thing about, you know, the polio and anti-vaccines. I had to file a report every year with the health department and the state health DHEC concerning folks who did not believe in vaccinations for their children, and their children got sick. And they bring the sickness and the illness inside the school. And thank, you know, God that a lot of parents, you know, believe in vaccinations. Because you could have just an epidemic right there. That's just my thoughts on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Scarlett, so much. Dr. O, Lisa, any thoughts y'all have in regards to this, the mental thing in regards to awareness, in regards to coming out of the pandemic, and now we're looking at monkeypox along with the return of polio.
You want me to go, Dr. O?
Yes.
I have a different, well,
yes.
My feeling is this. My feeling is this, and I guess because I'm dealing with, you guys know how I work. I'm dealing with people that are scared all day, 12 hours a day sometimes. People are scared. It's always going to be something coming up. And I just wish, and you know, I try to avoid the news as best as I can. I try to keep updated, but I feel like people are so inundated right now and they're panicked. And then you got other people that are just trying to live their life.
I think there's always going to be a rise of something. I mean, I've shared before, I had bacterial meningitis. Technically, I shouldn't be standing here right now. There's so many things that are airborne that we can come into contact with, and I think how I feel is we need to be promoting more health and wellness, self-care, supplements, whatever it is. There's things we could be doing to build our immune systems up so we can fight these things. Vaccinations, I'm not even going to go there because it's a very touchy subject, which, a lot of people, it really is. And, you know, people are scared. And I just feel like I wish the news could just say, here's the facts, here's what's going on, you know, here's what we're seeing, and that's it. Like, and rather, because, and Facebook is the worst, because you put something on Facebook, or I think Facebook puts stuff on, and it really incites and induces panic. And I have to tell all of you, this is the first Monday in almost 3 years that I didn't wake up to a million text messages and a bunch of negative articles about what's going on in the world. It's the first Monday, which I said to myself today, I was scared to turn the phone on, but I didn't have one negative article, I usually, people like to send me negative things, so I think that's what we've become almost. We're just becoming in tune to negativity rather than saying, what's the solution? Where's the positive? How do we fix this? What can we do to make things better? So just
okay.
But you know, Lisa, as we move into more freedom of choice, I think that people, I mean, just like the pandemic, people are making choices. Will I wear a mask or will I not?
Yep.
You know, will I immunize my child or will I not? I just think people are making choices now, and we're beginning to see the repercussions of those choices. Whereas, as Scarlett said, some things were eradicated, coming back because there's more choice.
Exactly. And that's what we have to keep in mind, that's what this world is made of. People are able to make choices. And it may not be what we agree with, disagree, but we just have to look at a point. We're talking about America's divided. We have several of the people that come in. I'm going to give a shout out to Jim. He shared a couple of thoughts, and he said news meant to keep you in fear. That's his statement, along with fear lowers your immune system. And I'm just reading what's on here.
Absolutely.
We also have the addition of Pauline Anderson joining us as well. We're getting ready to close the show out. I know it's been kind of fast, but that's the way life is. If we want to, I want each and every one of you all to take 2 minutes and share some just plain old life issues with our listening and watchers, the audience we have. And we can share our thoughts. We're going to let Dr. O go first, and then we'll come to Lisa, then we'll come to Scarlett to get ready to wrap it up. You let Dr. O?
You want me first, Dr. Who's first? Hello?
Go ahead on. Go ahead on, Lisa. Go ahead on.
You want me to go? Just going to talk a little bit about our kids, just a little bit. But we are technically role models for these children, and I have to say these kids have been through so much, and I really notice it with the kindergarten through third graders. And I just want people to take a moment and be mindful what you're saying, what you're doing, because these kids are struggling, and they're not only, they're our present, and they are also our future. And I just think it's really important that we just try to show compassion, no judgments, and just try to support one another in the best way we can. And also to understand, especially with the kids, we never know what a kid is walking into a classroom with. You know, something go on at home and then they're acting up at school, or, you know, they're being picked on, or And even with the adults, I'll throw them in. You know, there's so many people suffering with mental health issues and mental illness. We just need to be mindful that, you know, some people are okay, some people are not okay. I don't believe it, though, when people tell me they're not affected by any of this, because I think we are, myself included, we've all been affected by it. But please try to be role models for these children, because they need us. You know, they look up to us. And I think that's something that we're missing in many ways. And I know the schools are doing the absolute best they can. I know it's hard for parents because they work and they're trying to balance. But I also, my feeling too is you chose to have, Dr. O, you choices. You choose to have a child, then you're choosing to parent them and be involved in their life. And they need you. So, and dinner is the most important part of the day. When you come home and you sit, or even in the car, I don't care where you are, just have a 15, 20-minute conversation with your child and just check in and see where they're at and what do they need. So, because they're struggling. They missed a couple years, socially, emotionally, and academically. That's my final thought.
Thank you, Lisa. Dr. O?
Dr. O?
Thank you, Neil. He was trying to get the phone straight. All right, Scarlett, you want to give you 2 minutes?
Well, as a leader, you know, I worry about the children and the young people in this country, but I worry about America and all of us in this society and the lack of kindness, empathy and compassion for each other. And as the young man said when he called in, you know, we just seem to the divisions and come together at certain times. But as you said, Doc, this should be, you know, at every turn. And we've lost that. And I'm hoping and praying that, you know, we'll come back together and try to remember what we do every day for other people and for ourselves, and just try to all make sure that people have an opportunity to live the American dream.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scarlett, for sharing that thought with us, as well as Lisa. And we, Dr. O, do I have you back? We don't. I just want to share with everybody, when you talk about being divided, we're not getting into what party you're in. We're just looking at things from the grassroots level. We're all about block by block. Our neighborhoods, we see things going on. We know we have to do more. Our education system, along with just our daily life, we all got to improve. You know, sometimes we find out there are some really nasty people out there, and I'm saying it in a kind way, and they really don't care about it. Someone said about narrative, it's all about their narrative. Not it's all about narrative. We need to come together and share whatever narrative to make this country better, make our community better. We just have to do that because it's important. We may be divided and always may have been divided, but that don't mean we can't come together and respect the other person and their ideals and not always try to make it seem like those individuals are the ones that's out to get something when you truly realize. If you think about your narrative, you're trying to get something. So we need to work together, help our parents, help our children, so we can have a better future. And that's my parting words. I want you to join us on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Let Your Light Shine is the title of the show, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, at 1 o'clock. Check us out on WBSW Radio, the internet station with number one, Facebook, and Instagram tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Let Your Light Shine. It's a Tyler show. Just want to share with you, it's all about loving you, because I love each and every one of you. And I tell all of y'all every time on my shows and on our shows that I love you. Truly love you from my heart. And truly, I want you to be responsible. Yes, we're coming out of the pandemic. We pray that we don't bounce back in. But if you're responsible, you might not go back in. If you're responsible, You're responsible for anything that happens to your family. You're the provider and protector. Keep on grinding. Keep grinding and doing what's right. Communicate for understand. We got this. It's a mindset. Let's make it do what it do. All of these things are important to show you that we love you all. We truly, truly, truly do it from our heart. And as we close out, we want to make sure you get your name in or your Cash App or PayPal, Venmo, or either your Zelle account into LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We have our trip giveaways. We have our vouchers. We have our gift cards. We have cash money. We're giving away. We just want you to be a part of it. I want to thank each and every one of you all. I want to give a shout-out to Jim. He shared our thought values to protect our kids. And it's important that we protect our children. And that's what it's all about. He also said it was an amazing show tonight. And he said, thank you, everyone, for an opportunity to be a part of. Thank you, Jim, along with all of each and every one of you all who was a part of it. If you are being watching on Instagram, Facebook, whatever it may be, thank you so much. Our heart goes out that we truly, truly love you. And as we close out, we always want to say this to you. And I want you to really, really be able to understand this because it's truly coming from my heart. And I want to say to you, and talking real to you prime time is all about block by block, just plain old life issues. And I want to say, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we will talk.